Greetings, pilgrims. Welcome to your Monday. It's March 15th, and it's your 27th episode of our Lenten Daily Devotion, the 27th day of Lent, as we fall into another new full week of our Lenten journey on this Monday. Our theme this week, by the way, from Mary Alice Mulligan, expect new life. Expect it. It's coming. It's going to happen. And the question is, of course, will we be there? Will we be there as part of that new life coming out of that empty tomb on Easter morning? Well, we're working hard. We're trying to get prepared for it. Trying to leave it all up to God and let God move in our lives just the way God plans on moving. Be that open to God's movement. So this devotion is important. This devotion, as we talked about in the service yesterday, this might take us an extra 5 yards. Enough for today's touchdown, right? So we've got the monks back today, just in case we need special help. The chant of the mystics in the background. An old reliable candle, the cerulean surf and sea. Wonderful. And we've got something to drink. That's called kava tea. Straight up kava tea. Big cup. Ah, yes, big cup, straight up. There you go. See, I'm a poet too. Anyway, let's get down to some work, right? Some footwork in our spiritual life. We're going to begin with scripture from the Gospel of Matthew, a great little text, which sometimes gets forgotten because of what comes right before it. This is from the Gospel of Matthew, the first gospel that appears in the New Testament, chapter 19, verses 23 through 26. That's Matthew 19, 23 through 26. And then we'll have some insights from Mary Alice Mulligan, some really good and challenging reflection questions today. We've got a poem that I think is going to really touch you from Lynn Unger, a poem called Camas Lilies. Camas Lilies. Amen. Love this poem. All right, so let's get started with scripture. We turn to the Gospel of Matthew in chapter 19. We go all the way to verses 23. And what we just pass up right before verse 23 is the story of the rich young man, which starts at verse 16 and goes through verse 22. You know, the rich young man who came to ask the rabbi, Jesus, right? Good teacher. What must I do to have eternal life? And Jesus tells him, if you want to be perfect, go and sell all you have and give the money to the poor. Then you'll have treasure in heaven. And then come follow me. That's if you want to be perfect. Go and sell all you have. Give the money to the poor. You'll have treasure in heaven. Then come follow me. The gospel writer says, but when the young man heard this, he went sadly away because, well, he had many possessions. Ah, that kind of puts chills up the back of my neck. We who have many possessions, we who are overloaded with possessions, we have filled our residential boxes and go out and dig basements to store more of our possessions or put them in the attic or in every closet we have. Every drawer is full. And then we start renting out storage space, one of the fastest growing industries in our country, because we have so much stuff, we just don't have enough room for it. Do you think that message might be intended for us? But it's right after that story, as the disciples witness that encounter, that Jesus then turns to his disciples. And here's our scripture starting with verse 23 through 26. Then Jesus said to his disciples, I tell you the truth. It is very hard for a rich person to get into the kingdom of heaven. I say it again. It is easier for a camel to go through the eye of a needle than for a rich person to enter the kingdom of God. The disciples were astounded. Then who in the world can be saved? They ask. Who in the world can be saved? Jesus looked at them intently and said this, humanly speaking, it is impossible. But with God, everything is possible. Everything is possible. For you alone, it's impossible. But you with God, anything is possible. Mary Alice Mulligan shares this with us. She says, if our focus this week is on expecting new life, amen, we should remember, change is not easy, right? New life is change. It's big change. Change is not easy. If there is new life, something old probably has to go. Jesus talks about money and possessions more than he talks about anything else. So let's think what new life means for those of us who, in the eyes of the world, are rich, meaning we have more than enough to meet our basic needs. Rich, meaning we have more than enough to meet our basic needs. Someone, it may have been Christian ethicist William Stringfellow, wrote that a camel can go through the eye of a needle, but will be unrecognizable when it comes out the other side. Isn't that a great quote? Yes, it's possible for a camel to go through the eye of a needle. It happens. But that camel will be completely unrecognizable when it comes out of the other side. For a rich person to free themselves from wealth involves a similarly dramatic change. That new life on the other side may be almost impossible to recognize. No wonder Jesus says it's impossible for us to do it on our own. Who would want to? Some questions for reflection time. Think of your own wealth compared to the 1 in 5 people on earth who are desperately poor. Let's compare your own wealth, your money and possessions today, with the 1 in 5 people on earth who are desperately poor today. Think about this. Do you have any kind of a nest egg? Any nest egg at all? Have you ever taken a vacation? Do you have dinner every night that fills you? And when you wake up, do you expect breakfast? Is breakfast part of your morning plan every day? Write in your journal or think about how you might free yourself from some of your wealth. How you might free yourself from some of your wealth. Get specific. Even if it seems like you don't have much, what might you do without? Can you imagine living without those things if it meant being clearer about your faith? Would you be willing to make that change, to live without some of those things, if you became clearer about your faith? Might you actually draw closer to Jesus if you had fewer things and less money? Our poem today is called Camas Lilies. It's written by Lynn Unger. Lynn Unger lives in San Francisco. She's a woman who has a wife, a teenage daughter, two dogs, two cats, and she serves as the minister for Lifespan Learning for the Church of the Larger Fellowship, which is an online Unitarian Universalist church. She has published several books, meditations, poems, and this is a classic. Camas Lilies by Lynn Unger. I'll read it twice. Consider the lilies of the field, the blue banks of camas opening into acres of sky along the road. Would the longing to lie down and be washed by that beauty abate if you knew their usefulness? How the natives ground their bulbs for flour. How the settlers' hogs uprooted them, grunting in gleeful oblivion as the flowers fell. And you, what of your rushed and useful life? Imagine setting it all down. Papers, plans, appointments, everything, leaving only a note. Gone to the fields to be lovely. Be back when I'm through with blooming. Even now, unneeded and uneaten, the camas lilies gaze out above the grass from their tender blue eyes. Even in sleep, your life will shine. Make no mistake. Of course, your work will always matter. Yet Solomon, in all his glory, was not arrayed like one of these. Camas Lilies by Lynn Unger. Consider the lilies of the field, the blue banks of camas opening into acres of sky along the road. Would the longing to lie down and be washed by that beauty abate if you knew their usefulness? How the natives ground their bulbs for flour? How the settlers' hogs uprooted them, grunting in gleeful oblivion as the flowers fell? And you, what of your rushed and useful life? Imagine setting it all down. Papers, plans, appointments, everything, leaving only a note. Gone to the fields to be lovely. Be back when I'm through with blooming. Even now, unkneaded and uneaten. The calmest lilies gaze out above the grass from their tender blue eyes. Even in sleep, your life will shine. Make no mistake. Of course, your work will always matter. Yet Solomon, in all his glory, was not arrayed like one of these. Let us pray. Rabbi Jesus, many nights you had no roof and no comfortable place to lay your head. We never hear of having fancy clothes or possessions. Help me think about what you might like me to do without. We never hear of your fancy clothes or possessions. Help me think about what you might like me to do without. Amen.